This is Empire episode 62, The Wolverine, with your host, Kanriya Abba. Hello everyone, what's up? Thanks for joining me today.
My employer is dying. He wants to thank you for saving his life all those years ago. It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
That's not who I am anymore.
After the war, the Yashida family business became Japan's largest. He made advances that have saved millions of lives.
I want to offer you a gift, Logan.
You have struggled long enough. Your ability to heal can be passed
to another. Allow someone else to shoulder your burden. Logan-san, I can make you mortal.
Trust me, Bob.
You don't want what I've got. I'm not ready to die.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of SignPod. I'm your host, Ken Reilbach, and today we are reviewing the movie, The Wolverine. Now, this is a movie that I have been waiting for a long time. I mean, we've seen many Wolverine movies. I mean, you know, of all the X-Men, he's the one who has had more movies than, you know, any of the characters, because, I mean, he has like 3 movies already. So, right now, this movie has grossed $53 million since it was released, and it's went up against, a bunch more movies. So, it's gone up against a bunch more movies, and right now, as we're going, it turns out that, you know, Hugh Jackman has been putting a lot into these movies, you know? He's done a lot for the Wolverine movies. I mean, X-Men Origins Wolverine, in that he also funded that movie, you know, and produced it, you know, and to me, it shows that he really cares for the Wolverine character, you know. So, in this movie, Hugh Jackman plays Logan he's Logan. He's referred to as Logan in this movie. And the whole summary is that he, summoned to Japan by an old acquaintance, Wolverine becomes embroiled in a conflict that forces him to confront his own demons. The director is James Mangold, stars Hugh Jackman, Tao Okamoto, Rila Fukushima, and a bunch more. We have Svetlana Kodeshnovkova, she plays Viper, and Famke Janssen plays Jean Grey, as always. So, you know, to me, it just showed that I thought that I couldn't fit the storyline for this movie. You know, I thought that, it says the storyline, in modern day Japan, Wolverine is out of his depth in an unknown world as he faces his ultimate nemesis in a life or death battle that will leave him forever changed, vulnerable for the first time and pushed to his physical and emotional limits. He confronts not only Leto, Samurai Steel, but also his inner struggle against his own immortality, emerging more powerful than we have ever seen him before. And this is by 20th Century Fox. So this movie is rated PG-13. And the budget is $100 million. Right now, opening weekend, it made $53,113,752 million. But I don't really know if, and that was only the US alone, so it might be doing moderately well in Japan and China. So it's an action adventure fantasy, and right now it's playing, and it looks good. This movie was kept up, you know, it was almost like they didn't want anyone to be aware of it coming out, you know. They wanted to release it, you know, and everyone would just, like, just go and they would be surprised by it. And to me, that shows a lot that, you know, they didn't want this to be all leaked out, because I didn't hear about it until, you know, it just surprised me. Even though the comic book website I go to, you know, called Comic Book Movie, didn't know about it for a while. Or maybe they did, but they just didn't put it up. But that's where I find my movie news about, you know, comic book. So I'll go ahead and play a clip.
This sword is hundreds of years old. It was named Danzan by the first samurai who used it. Danzan means separator in Japanese. The ideal weapon for separating head and limb from body. Like so. And packed him back.
He's like,
see, this is the best Wolverine movie that I think really tells the story of Logan. You know, it shows that he's, when he has everything taken away, he's all only human. You know, Wolverine is such a great character, and Mark Miller is known for creating this story, but actually he's the one who drew it. And see, even the guy who wrote the story, I don't know, but Frank Miller didn't write the story. He drew the characters in this story. And this movie was really good, because it's probably one of the best X-Men or, you know, superhero movies you could ever see. It feels so natural. It's not like every other comic book movie, you know? I mean, there were scenes where some things were over the top, you know, maybe the fort, you know, or I think, yeah, where they were on the train and he, you know, goes up on the train. That was a little comic book-ish, you know, and it just shows the human side of Logan and how he becomes vulnerable when his powers get taken away. So Yoshida or whoever, so this movie starts and we're in Japan, and Wolverine is a prisoner of war, and he's is in Nagasaki. This is World War II, and this is before the Americans drop the nuke on Nagasaki. And so he's in prison, and right before he there's this one soldier who wants to release him, you know, but the others won't let him. So the others are gonna get themselves killed, right? And the others all kill themselves with the Yoshida, their blades. And so the nuke is dropped, and everything is coming in. And Wolverine gets out of his prison and saves this guy, brings him into the tunnel. And that scene was so awesome, because, you know, to show how badass Wolverine is, you know, he's also invulnerable to even a nuke, you know. He got burned up pretty bad, you know, but he still healed, and it was awesome. To me, you know, it was like, isn't the radiation gonna mutate him even more? And so he saves this guy, and we flash forward to the future, and many years after the Jean incident, you know, where Jean is like, everything has happened. You know, this movie takes place after, I think, after X-Men Origins, and yeah, this movie takes place after X-Men Origins, but before, it takes place after X-Men Origins and the rest of the Wolverine movies. So he remembers killing Jean and the problems it brought him, and you know, he's trying to figure out a way to deal with all his pain, because he realizes that everything he loves eventually gets killed or dies, and we see his more human side. And so there's this character called Viper, who, you know, is like also a mutant that can, I don't know, she has poison on her tongue or something like that. It was a very weak character that I felt no emotional connection to. And so Wolverine, or Logan, you know, tries to figure out some stuff. Well, so Yoshida brought him back, you know, to Japan to thank him for all his good deeds he has done, and says that he thanks him for saving his life and that he wants to take away his immortality. He has a way he can do it, because after the war, he's become one of the richest men in Japan. He's like the Bill Gates of Japan. He says, okay, Wolverine, or Logan, I'm going to take away your immortality and give it to myself, you know, your healing factor, and I'm going to take it and have it all to myself so I can heal myself from this radiation burns and whatever. And Wolverine says, no, are you crazy? No, even though I'm tired of living forever, I'm still not going to do that. So he plans on living, and that very night, Viper goes and puts a bot in Wolverine, and this special robotic virus stops Wolverine from healing himself. And so Wolverine is getting shot, and now we see, oh man, he's in real trouble. Logan can actually die, because at first he's used to running through a wall of bullets and not being hurt, you know, and now one bullet gets him and he's bleeding and dropping pints of blood all over. So another character that comes in is a redheaded girl, Kumaro or something. I don't know her name, but she's also a mutant that can foresee the future. And she says that in her dream she saw Wolverine die. And so Wolverine goes into the lab and tries to take the bot out. And we see that Yoshida didn't die. He actually faked his death, and that he's the samurai. He's gonna take Wolverine's, so he clips off Wolverine's adamantium claws, and Wolverine's bones claws are showing now. He wants to take away Wolverine's immortality, and this is the way he's gonna do it. So as he's, you know, drilling into Wolverine's cavity and taking away his, healing factor, you know, the girl, Kumaro, or whatever her name is, comes and saves Wolverine, and, yeah. At the end of the movie, we see a post-credit scene with Dr. Professor Xavier and Magneto trying to tell Wolverine to come and help. And this is what is going to factor into the next X-Men Days of Future Past movie that is coming out next year. Can't wait to see that movie, because I know it's going to be great. If I was going to rate this movie, well, I am going to rate this movie. I would rate this movie a 4, a solid 4. Or B+, because I mean, it was awesome, you know. I thought that it could have done more, but there was times when, I mean, the last 20 minutes of the movie, when the samurai comes and, you know, they're fighting, and it's just over the top. It looked like a comic book movie. Whereas I think this is one of the best superhero movies ever. Although, you know, it was just so natural. Stunts, there were never times when I thought, oh, that is completely CGI. You know, they did stunts, and you know, that's just the best way to do movies. Not all CGI, you know. And you know, it showed me that this movie was really awesome. And so thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
We will accept your surrender.
Is that all the men you brought?
Your grandfather called me a Ronin. Samurai without a master. Who has no reason to live.
Was he right?